Well, hey y'all. This is gonna be a weather report brought to you by a vibrator and a heat advisor. And I don't mean that suggestively, I mean there's actually a heat advisory. You want me to read it to you? I'll leave out the counties. Because there's a couple different ones in the country right now, but what I'm reading is a heat advisory now in effect until 7 p.m. Thursday. This is really hard. I've been edging. Okay. The daytime heat index values from near 105 to near 110 degrees, with overnight values only falling to near 80 degrees. That's obviously Fahrenheit for you non-Americans. Timing is through Thursday evening. Impact is high heat index readings will increase the risk of heat-related illnesses. Precautionary slash preparedness actions. I hate this font. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible, and drink plenty of water. I say wear no clothing when possible because I am naked under my fan right now. I'm Googling the signs of heat stroke so that we can all know them. Okay. Oh, there's a little oh no, go back. Oh no, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Why are you loading? Okay. All right. Heat stroke versus heat exhaustion versus heat cramps. Okay. Heat stroke is a high body temperature, 103 or higher, hot, red, dry, or damp skin, fast, strong pulse, headache, dizziness, nausea, confusion, and losing consciousness. Passing out. That is contrasted with heat exhaustion, which is heavy sweating, cold, pale, and clammy skin, which, if you remember, heat stroke is hot, red, dry, or damp skin, a fast, weak pulse. Okay. So stroke is strong symptoms and exhaustion is weak symptoms. That's, I guess, makes sense. Okay. Muscle cramps, tiredness or weakness, dizziness, headache, and fainting. So heat stroke is losing consciousness, passing out, and heat exhaustion is fainting, passing out. A heat stroke, you need to call 911, move the person to a cooler place, and help the person to lower their temperature with cool cloths or a cool bath. Do not give this person anything to drink. Oh, that is not something I would have thought. Okay. Heat exhaustion. Move to a cool place, loosen your clothes, put cool wet cloths on your body, take a cool bath, and sip water. Get medical help right away. If you're throwing up, your symptoms get worse or they last longer than an hour. Oh, fuck. Okay, anyways, where were we? Whew. Okay. A heat advisory means, oh wait, no. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in a shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Whew, like my very dark room right now. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. I just read that. A heat advisory means that a period of hot temperatures is expected. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will combine to create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Check, 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 except I'm pretty sure my neighbors are gonna know that I'm okay. Well, they might not. They might think I'm in trouble. Okay, I wanna search the suggested water intake. Mm. 15 cups for the average adult male and 11 cups for the average adult female based on the NAM. I don't know what that is. But if you're thirsty, you need to drink water. Fuck, okay. I also have the national forecast open. Seattle and San Francisco, you lucky bastards. It's in the 70s. Seattle, 77. San Francisco, 71. Los Angeles, 82. Billings is 90. Billings, what is that? Montana? Wyoming? Fuck. Nebraska? I don't know. It's like all right. It's right there in the middle. I don't know. Denver's 95. Santa Fe is 89. Again, this is all Fahrenheit for non-American friends. Phoenix, 111. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Okay. I don't mean that in my normal sense. Minneapolis is 82. Wichita is 89. Dallas is 97. Houston is 95. Oh, sorry, just seeing how long I've been talking. Oh, where was I? Chicago, 75. Little Rock's 94. Nashville's 93. Atlanta's 89. Destin's 85. Orlando's 92. Burlington is 86. Philadelphia's 86. And Raleigh is 90 degrees. Those are the ones on this little map. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oppressive heat will persist through Thursday. I guess I was done reading that. Okay. So. I just wanted to read that to make sure y'all are all aware of the severity of the situation. You need to stay hydrated. You need to go drink some water, especially if you're fapping, because you have to replace the fluids lost by your body. Oh, that's why I stay so hydrated. I drink so much water. One trick that I learned is to, if you're really hot, to put like a cool cloth or like when I played soccer, I'd put ice cubes on my wrists. That's my dog. And I would, like, we would put ice cubes on our wrists. Because that's where your veins are closest to the surface, like right there at your wrist, so it cools your blood down. And also, like, on your head, because, like, that's where your, like, You know, if the sun's beating down on you. And also, I have dark hair, so my hair would always be really hot. But I hate hats. Oh god, I hate wearing hats. Oh, you know what's really good too is those little misters if you're gonna be outside. Okay. I'm trying to think if I have any more tips for y'all. Oh, basically, you should just always have water with you if you're gonna be in the summer heat. I feel like I had more to say, but I can't think of it right now. Look, I'm trying to see how long I can go without giving in, but I stripped naked as soon as I walked in my door because I was an idiot. And I did what they said not to do, and I ran errands in the heat of the day. I came home and stripped on down to my panties, like, immediately, because it was so hot outside. Oh, they were lace, if you were wondering. I know you were. They were like this beige tan lace that, like, is just lighter than my skin. So I took a picture earlier and it was like, at very first glance, it looked like a nude, but I don't take those. No, you can't see the picture. It was for a very select audience. Okay, I can't take it. Oh my god. Move my pillow. Oh yeah, I've gotta stay well hydrated. Oh fuck. Oh, if I'm gonna keep recording in this heat for y'all. I probably had like 60 ounces of water already today. Which was vaguely canceled out by my like 30 ounces of cold brew this morning. Oh, fuck.
Gotta say, well, as much as I wish you were here, it's way too hot. No added body heat under a fan. Although I do have to turn the fan down to low to record for hell. Oh, but that's a price I'm willing to pay. Yes, yes, yes. Joke about me being too hot for you to think straight. For this. This is at least the fun kind of sweaty. Not the I walked past an open door kind of sweaty. Go drink some water. You should too.